Hello, it's Tuesday, April 9th, and we're glad you're here. On this date, in 1912, the Titanic spent its last full day in Southampton, having taken aboard 75,000 pounds of fresh meat, 1,750 quarts of ice cream, and 6,000 tons of coal. But Father Ralph Kathamer was not on board. Some years earlier, Ralph Kathamer, a young seminarian from Youngstown, Ohio, had been sent by his bishop to study theology in Mainz, Germany. After completing his studies, he was ordained a priest there on March 4, 1912. For his return home, he had booked passage on the Titanic. Before boarding, he checked to see if he could celebrate Mass privately each day of the voyage. Permission was denied. Although he had looked forward to sailing on the maiden voyage of this magnificent new ship, Father Kathamer decided to give up his place and booked passage on the Rindam. It was only when he landed in the United States that the young priest learned of the Titanic disaster. He went directly to St. Patrick Cathedral in New York to celebrate Mass, his first on U.S. soil, and to pray for those who lost their lives on the ship he was supposed to be on. Our gospel today continues in Matthew chapter 28. Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. Matthew chapter 28, verse 8. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary are obedient. They depart quickly and run to announce this good news to the disciples. They are still frightened by the experience, but their fear is offset by joy. The combination of fear and joy is something like the experience of a young couple on their wedding day. Or when I start a new job, I'm happy, but I'm also afraid because I'm not sure if I can live up to what is expected of me. I have promised to follow the Lord. I renew this promise every time I dip my hand into the baptismal water on the way into church, and every time I say Amen at Mass, especially when I receive Holy Communion. I'm happy to do this, but perhaps also afraid. I'm not sure if I'm worthy to be given so high a calling as discipleship. I know my weaknesses all too well, but so does the Lord, and He still calls me. Saint Paul, often pictured as aggressive and full of confidence, readily acknowledged his weaknesses. He turned to the Lord for help, and the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." Paul then says, "When I am weak, then I am strong." Why? Because his weakness makes him realize that he is not self-sufficient. It makes him turn to the Lord. I need to hear the Lord speak those words to me. My grace is sufficient for you. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.